This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This is a Fox News alert. It is 7 o'clock here in New York City. It is 12 noon in London, and there is a massive manhunt in London right now after a bomb exploded on a packed subway car at the height of rush hour.
So far, 18 people are in the hospital listed with serious burns.
Amy Kellogg joins us now live on the phone as she faces the races to the scene, of course, at the Parsons Green Station in London. Amy, good morning. We were talking to you an hour ago. What more do you know at this hour?
Hi, Abby. Well, hundreds of detectives we know for sure now are on this, scanning through the CCTV footage and conducting an investigation along several different lines. The Metropolitan Police saying that the device did not fully detonate, that is, that improvised explosive device or bomb that went off in the subway at 8:20 this morning. Eyewitnesses have reported a bag, a bang, and then flames. 18 people were taken to the hospital. The deputy assistant police commissioner here has just said that most of those were suffering from flash burns, and the injuries are not life-threatening. The explosion took place as the District Line train was pulling into Parsons Green Station. Parsons Green is an upscale residential part of West London. There are lots of families who live there, lots of schools in the area, and quite likely there were lots of children on that train. Now, the focus of the investigation is on a white builder's bucket in an insulated plastic bag. It had wires coming out of it, and flames came out of it after the explosion. The counterterrorism command, backed up by MI5, is leading this investigation, and the deputy assistant commissioner of counterterrorism was asking the public just now to be vigilant, alert, but not alarmed. Abby, Steve, and Brian.
Wow. I guess we've heard that way too much from the instructions for the people of England and, of course, the city of London.
Amy, quickly, are the train stations on lockdown now? What have you heard about that?
No, just parts of the District Line, as far as we are aware. The area is cordoned off. A lot of people have had trouble getting back into their homes. There has been no indication that there is anything in that immediate area that is causing concern, but it's probably just that the police have to conduct their investigation. Right. And important to point out, the people in that neighborhood are really quite shocked because it is a very peaceful neighborhood, quiet, and not the sort of place where you'd expect this sort of thing to happen.
Okay. And thank God that it did not fully detonate, as being reported, 22 injured as a result of that bomb blast in the U.K. President Trump was quick to say that the U.S. must get nasty to fight terror, and he's urging a tougher travel ban. Of course, you got to know progressive, those on the left, and anybody who's anti-Trump, and there's plenty to go around here, especially when you consider, you know, the measurement of the media reporting on Donald Trump over the summer here recently. 91% of the reporting was negative toward Donald Trump. Only 9% was positive. Is any wonder that, you know, the mainstream media is having some influence, number one, just by the sheer magnitude? This is also evidence of why many people have said, look, I'm tired of having you tell me how I should think, how I should vote. You know, like Cheryl Atkinson wrote in her book, Shattered. This is what's happening. I mean, this is an all-out cultural war that is taking place. They have their determined agenda, and they will continue to move that way. And it is so obvious. I mean, you tell me how in any kind of reporting, even by accident, that you could ever arrive to, you know, those kind of ratios where 91% of the news. I mean, this is absolutely contrived. It is purposeful. And this is the stuff that is hurting and putting us at risk. After all, what is this president guilty of? He's guilty of bringing back into the crosshairs the importance of securing our country and protecting our citizens. That's what he's guilty of, and it's disgusting that he's not getting the support that is needed. But America's got to speak out against those that are not doing right by we the people. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
I forgot to tell you, Carlos and Maria don't speak in English.
Yes.
Well, I'm back now.
Estamos encantados de conocer a tu mujer.
Sí, chico.
Oh, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. They want me to tell you that they're very happy to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
¿Quieres un poquito de vino, María?
Gracias.
¿Lucy? Carlos, ¿quieres un poquito de vino?
Sí, muchas gracias.
Bueno, a sus saludes.
A la salud.
A Cubita Bella.
Ojai.
It's Bill Martinez live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. As always, great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the Lolo Girl. Yes, Lucy Girl herself, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, is with us. Professor, motivational speaker, just a wonderful person. And you were in beauty pageants too, weren't you? I mean, you're just so gorgeous that, you know, and I imagine that you broke a lot of hearts when you were young. Or are you still breaking hearts, even though you're married?
Oh, please. I shouldn't have been in them, but I was a singer, and some people drafted me when I was a freshman in college, and I'm not grateful. I'm really not. I'm kind of more like a bull in the china shop. A bull in the china shop, as my mother used to say. And some girls taught me into being a pageant in Miss University, which was Miss Ole Miss, when I was a freshman. I'm like, no. And they're like, come on. I'm like, oh, dear Lord, okay. And back then in the days, pageants were a huge deal. Now it's kind of a struggle more to get girls in them. But back in the 80s, I mean, it's like everybody was a pageant. So I did it, and there were about 40 girls in it, and I was just turned 18 sometime months before, and I was second runner-up to a girl that went on to be second runner-up to Miss America. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, And so then I did a couple. And was like, nah, you know, I won some money, but this is not for me. Went on to grad school, did other things, and then someone talked me into doing another one when I was older, and I did, and I was running to Miss Mississippi, and that was fun, and won money, and it helped me with my continued education, and, you know, I wasn't a pageant person, but I was all about the relationship. So my mother would go, honey, please don't give away your swimsuit tomorrow night. Somebody has one that's not as pretty. I'm like, well, why not? Like, I just didn't get it because I was all about friendship. But
that's right.
I mean, I judge from time to time, and I think that it is good because you do make lifelong friends, and it does help you to learn to walk better and have a wonderful interview approach and, you know, how to buy clothes that look best. But only a few people win, and so I tell people just take away the experience. But I don't really keep up that much anymore. I've kind of been disheartened with the system in the past few years, and especially hearing that Miss America last weekend, that there was a lot of bashing against our president. I'm like, this is supposed to be Miss America.
Right.
It represents the United States of America.
United States, underline United States, yeah. Right.
United States. And then these girls are, you know, coming against the president, not respecting the office. So when I saw people talking about it, especially on social media, my reply was, well, I'm glad I didn't watch.
Yeah, well, the legal verbiage might be leading the witness. I mean, if you read the questions themselves, they were very much directed. And, you know, this is amazing. You know, whether we're talking the NFL, Miss America, celebrities raising money, you know, for Hurricane Irma and Harvey, you know, this has just gone on overload, you know, but the mainstream
it's
media.
It's ridiculous. It's absurd and it's disrespectful.
Well, when you got 91% of the media, according to the Media Research Council, pointing out that just this summer, 91% of the reports on President Trump were all negative, only 9% favorable. How does that happen? How can you, I mean, with any kind of obvious bias, how do you get to 91%? I mean, you've got to really go out of your way to do that.
Well, it's probably not accurate for one thing.
You think it's more like you think it's more like 110%? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, probably. It probably is. But, yeah. I mean, it's like, look at the proof in the pudding. You know, with what in our government they're trying to do, they're trying to get on top of things to put us in a better place. Donald Trump, what he cares about is that we're a better country.
Yes.
You know, he's this man, I mean, he's like me and you. I mean, he feels like we do about most issues and wants to see things, you know, straighten out, and we're going to, you know, beat his administration up for that. I mean, I really have to, I don't know if y'all are like me, to completely disengage sometimes so I don't just blow a gasket.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, yeah, it can be a little much. I mean, I can tell you, having gone through the hurricane, this is my second one, and you and I met in California. That's where I was born and raised. So dealing with earthquakes is one thing, because they come and they go, you know, and next day you're moving along. But here in hurricane country, man, you get bombarded. You're carpet bombed with all this information about the hurricane. What is it going to do? All the perniciousness that's wrapped around it. And I'm thinking of older people, you know, Lauren, that, you know, probably feel like they're so dependent on the environment and conditions. And I think to some degree, the reporting on it was a bit irresponsible, because you just scare the holy whatever out of these older people as to what's going on, you know, with the hurricane. And then and then, of course, they're chastising people because you didn't leave. And, you know, why are you staying with your home and all this stuff? And meanwhile, oh, yeah, we got to deal with looting. And then if you did get out of town, then how much time does it take you to get back? I mean, we got people, you know, down where we live, they're still on the road trying to get back. Because they're dealing with the crowds of people now coming back home, and then of course as they go through the upper part of the state here, which sustained most of the damage, you're tiptoeing around flooded areas and downed trees and power lines and, you know, everything like that, even though the state has done an incredible job to be responsive. So I mean, it's a big crazy story, and for somebody who has not grown up with hurricanes, you know, I'm observing a lot of interesting things, and the big thing to me was just the media reporting. As you can imagine, 24/7 of hurricanes. I mean, you talk about blowing a gasket. It's like, oh my! And then you're trapped inside the house.
They have to tell a story that's exciting. I mean, I was a news reporter for years before I went into radio, and the reason I could continue is I cared more about the people than the story. For a diehard journalist, they don't care about anything but getting a story and making it the best ever, making their mark, making it juicy. So they've got to, you know, present things in a way that keeps people's attention. And a lot of times it's sensationalized. Sometimes it's not. But I think nowadays we're just so bombarded, like, with, you know, media, what they're saying at 24/7. And when we were kids, I mean, you didn't even have news on all the time like that.
Right.
You didn't have access to news 24/7. Now we have access to how many news outlets 24/7, just, you know, telling news, and it's overwhelming, and it's heavy. I mean, it really is a lot to bear sometimes. That's why you have to say, I got to disconnect, Father, and find my peace in you, or you will be cuckoo for cocoa puffs.
Yeah, then you got the floor director, you know, giving you that stretch sign, and you go, that's all I had? I have nothing left? You know, what is there to stretch with? You know, and that's the way some of this got. And like you say, the challenge is when you're in that position to make it informative, that it is engaging and it connects with the audience. But sometimes it's like, okay, can we...
Enough.
Yeah, time out, you know, and so then you turn the TV off. But, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, there I go, okay, I'm going to find another channel. So I go to another channel. Sure enough, there's more hurricane news. It's like, and the hurricane hits just keep on coming. coming, you know.
So yeah. It was, I mean, yeah, well, that's why you have to make a decision to have a...
I think we're going in through a bad area here. We're talking with Lauren Kitchen Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got more from Lauren coming up after the break, and after we reconnect with her, because she's often, you know, she's traveling. We're catching her on the road right now. She is a moving target. Of course, Lauren is a national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Gosh, almost 30 years background in the media. And we've got more from Lauren right after this. Stay with us, America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Lauren Kitchen Stewart continues. Lauren, we got to tell Robin, keep his foot out the window. He is our human antenna here as you're traveling down the road, so we stay connected.
I know we're in between towers. We're headed to death. Nashville, Tennessee, and he's like, y'all are going to have patchy showers. I'm like, we'll try. We'll do the best we can.
Well, just tell him to keep the foot out. Make sure he takes a shoe off because it's better conductivity when the foot's out there, you know.
Your teeth, Bill. It's not your shoe. It's your fillings in your teeth. That's the best
factor. Oh, so he's got to stick his head out like one of the dogs.
Exactly. Yeah. My dad was a dentist, so we talked about that. That's a really good connector. Put your finger on your filling. You're tuned in instantly.
Hey, that's it. Well, stay connected with us. Our conversation, as I say, continues. Lauren, we got some bad news about Troy Gentry. Tell our audience about that. I want it before we go on to our next topic.
Well, his wife is a dear friend of mine. We actually judged a pageant together probably 8 or 9 years ago. Got to be the best of friends. I just thought she was wonderful. And then just find out, so like a year later, who her husband was. I want to make it known because I don't listen to a lot of country music. But then I met him a few times with her out and about. What a nice guy. And
yeah.
I got a bunch of texts from my husband and several friends right when, you know, the alert came out that he had been in a helicopter crash. You know, the details are still a little bit patchy. A lot of people thought he was flying there for the concert that night. And other people are saying that he just kind of did it for fun, so I'm not sure what. But he loved the Lord and, I mean, loved his family. And Angie had just battled breast cancer in the past few years and she's doing well. But, you know, they just really walked through a lot and just been really burdened for her all week, you know, and that sudden loss. And for people that love country music, I mean, they really say, man, goodness gracious. Because Montgomery Gentry, they've been together for a long time.
So exactly.
It's a huge loss for that world.
Right. Well, our hearts go out to the family, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. You know,
They have daughters. Kaylee's probably like a tween, and then he has an older daughter from a previous marriage. And, you know, now these girls don't have their dad.
Yeah, so Taylor was the other. Taylor's the other daughter's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a tough deal, and it's, you know, gonna. It's time for a lot of prayer, and you know, God is who we can turn to, and thank God for God. You know, Lauren. Yeah. You know, a lot of tragedy these past weeks with these two hurricanes, Irma and Harvey, and of course the pundits are just going absolutely ballistic from, you know, Jennifer Lawrence and George Clooney, Stevie Wonder. I mean, they raised a bunch of money. I think good on them for raising, I think, something like, what, $41 million with their telethon. But then they just cannot help themselves. It's not about singing anymore or entertaining. Let's just bash the president. Let's talk about, you know, global warming. You've had some people hysterically say, well, the reason that the hurricanes hit Texas and Florida is because they voted for Trump. Well, what about California?
What? Heard that.
You have not heard that?
Goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just gone over the top. And I go, well, what about the fires in California? Last time I checked, I think California went very much toward Hillary Clinton. But, you know,
that discussion is ludicrous. I mean, I do sometimes feel like on Florida, you're trying to tell us something just about your coming back or your returning. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the election. It's for where are the hearts of your people, period.
Right.
Are they spending time in the Word? Are they seeking your face? That's what it comes down to. But, I mean, even having that conversation about, oh, yeah, they're going to take that state after they vote for Trump, it makes me want to scream.
Right, exactly. Well, and to your point, as you just mentioned, Ann Graham Lotz, the daughter of Billy Graham, and for those of us who have followed Ann Graham Lotz, we appreciate her perspective and sobriety. And, of course, she brings God right to the center. And I know you would appreciate this because often you are that sober voice of reason through the yelling and screaming at me to bring God into the center of whatever issue that I'm dealing with. And she asked the big question. She says, is God speaking through the storms? I mean, forget about any political aspect. It's like, you know, to your point, is there a message from God in these storms?
Well, I think a lot of us have been feeling that way because so many things are going on, not just at the national level, state level, the local level, and individual lives. I know there's been a lot of loss of friends of mine and their children and mates, spouse, you know, just a lot going on. And so you do stop and say, Father, are you trying to talk to us? What's going on? And I do end up saying, man, I need to be on my knees more. I want to be a better parent. I want to be a better wife. I want to be a better friend, you know, a better everything, and prepare us So we know in our lifetime we touched every life possible. And, you know, this day and age, it's probably always been this way. But I feel like in 2017, now more than ever, we're so distracted.
Yeah.
And I've said this before to you all, but if the enemy can't win our souls, the next thing he tries is to render us ineffective. Where we're so caught up with so much going, and we're so bewildered, we're so, you know, that we can't see the forest for the tree.
Exactly.
And then we forget about that love walk with the Lord. We forget about those quiet times. And then the enemy's like, well, if you're not spending time with the Lord, and you're not in his word, eventually it's going to start showing. And then I'll win it, and I'll laugh all the way to the bank. And I don't want to play into that lie. I don't want
exactly.
to play into that toy that he has to distract us. And I think a lot of us are dealing with that now. So if you are, you're not alone.
Yeah, and that's exactly, and well said, Lauren, because, you know, regardless of all the other fleshly stuff we can talk about and watch on TV and the pundits and the opinions, and that's what we often say here is that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and there's lots of that flying around, but Anne brings some sober perspective to this, and she reminds us in the Old Testament book of 1 Kings 19, it records the dramatic scene when the Lord passed by, as you'll recall, as the prophet Elijah stood in the mouth of a cave. The description is eerily similar to ours, she says, because first there was a great and powerful wind, but the Lord was not in the wind, as you'll recall. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a still, small voice, the gentle voice of Father God speaking to his frightened, weary child. And, you know, and that's, I guess that's what you just asked, you know, is Father God in his still small voice, his gentle voice, is he trying to speak to his children who, don't want to take the time or have the ears to hear? You know, that's the challenge, don't you think?
Well, and I think to become people of prayer, Ingram Lotz has really instilled in me the urgency and reminded me of that we should have this great desire to pray and to become prayer warriors. And I think that that's what's going to change all of our lives and help us to be who Jesus has called us to be in the time that we have here. Can y'all hear me? Did I lose you?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're reconnected again. You know, Robin's doing a good job, so he's got his big tooth and his big toe out there at the same time, and it's working. You know, so that's great.
That's well, see what I get for having such an awesome husband. He does whatever it takes.
Yeah, I know. Hey, and he didn't grow up in broadcasting like you or I. You and I, we know about, you know, the dead air deal. You just can't have dead air. I mean, that's sacrosanct. You know, there's
oh,
something
word.
So and wrong with that, right?
Nightmares about dead air, waking up in the middle of the night when you're early in radio and then it's just, and you can't get to the board and you're slow motion and you're trying to get to the board and you can't. Oh, my word. I've had
thanks for reminding me of those nightmares. Now I know I'm going to sleep tonight. Well, getting back to Ann very quickly here, she says that God used the earthquake, wind, and fire to get Elijah's attention because God had something to say. Our situation is so similar to Elijah's, it begs the question, is God using these storms to get our attention, which is what you asked, because he also has something to say to us. Yes, he is. What is it? And she says, I believe God is saying, in essence, what he said to Elijah. His message can be broken into four parts. Be comforted, be blessed, be encouraged, and be ready. Wow.
That's right.
Great insight,
That's right. That's where we need to come from, especially when we get so inundated and so overwhelmed, is to stop and to take a breath. And don't you think that God is saying, I want you to see me? So he's going to use the wind and the waves, anything, to say, direct your attention here, because he's sovereign, and he's our only hope. So when everybody loses sight of that, I think he will do what he needs to do to help us regain that focus. Because during those times of the hurricanes and fires, all we have is Jesus. And we know that. Clinging to him is all we have. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So during those tumultuous times is when we really are dire for all that he has, all that he brings to the table. So should we be like that every day?
Yeah, amen. Well, Lauren, we got to wrap it up and leave it there. Safe travels. I know you got Van Morrison to look forward to. How much fun is that? And I'm going to look forward to that report. Lauren Kitchen-Seward, Bill Martinez Live.
Bye,
be blessed.
Yeah.
Be safe. Take care. Love you guys.
Bye. Love you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 3 out of 4 Americans plan to do some sort of back-to-school shopping this year. Jason Gaughan is with Bank of America.
As summer comes to a close, Americans are putting vacations behind them and spending on supplies for the classroom. Whether they're hitting the books themselves or picking up pencils for their kids, most plan to spend about $370 on back-to-school expenses. And while the next holiday break feels further than ever away, the right rewards credit card can let all that back-to-school spending get you one step closer to your next vacation. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on purchases. Better yet, points don't expire, so you can redeem them when and where you want, including that next school break.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us, as always. Also good to have the one and only Jordan Goodman with us at 20 minutes before the top of the hour. He is, of course, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And after all these hurricanes, we need everything you got, Jordan. You understand?
Back on us. A lot of people do, and it's going to have major implications for decades. This is not just a one-year thing. This is going to be a long-term recovery from this process. So let's maybe start with some of the short-term impacts. Clearly, gas prices have gone up dramatically because roughly a third of the nation's refinery capacity is still out. It's coming back slowly, but it's going to take a while. So you not only have less supply, but panic buying as well. So increased demand and a lot less supply, so prices have gone up 30, 40, 50 cents, depending on where it is around the country. So it's taking money out of consumers' pockets. So that's one of the first short-term implications.
Let me tell you, California's jealous because they just they would love to have another 30, 40, 50-cent hike. You know, they
anytime they can take advantage of it, right?
Exactly. It's going, oh, yeah, but they just already hit the – and, of course, they've got a little bit of excuse. They've had their fires, but certainly the hurricanes are going to have their impact here.
We haven't built a refinery since 1975. When we make this very vulnerable to something like this, and obviously – when Harvey hit all the Houston and that whole area, that's you know, we're very vulnerable. So that's the first thing is gas prices. The second one is food. And the citrus crop, they're still evaluating it, but I think there's going to be major losses in the oranges and grapefruits and lemons and all the things in Florida and in Texas. Rice, wheat, cattle, lots of things got hurt by that. So I think you could have some shortages and potentially higher prices in food pretty quickly as well.
Yeah, without a doubt, its impact has been incredible. And as you say, I think all of America needs to hunker down and realize that this could be a generational exercise here, Jordan. I mean, it's going to take a long time here.
Right. And the next one would be insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of insurance companies had already pulled out of Florida from previous hurricanes. Mm-hmm. So the remaining insurance companies were relatively small and relatively undercapitalized. And there's kind of a state risk pool that's going to have to take a major hit. But then on the national level, the National Flood Insurance Program was broke before all these hurricanes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
About $25 billion in negative, and now they're going to have to reauthorize that. And so the numbers you're seeing thrown around, Bill, $150, $200 billion, who knows how big this is going to be, mm-hmm. is mostly going to be federal government money, because the private insurance is going to be maybe $30, $40 billion, something like that, which is a lot. But considering the size of the damage on both of them, the federal money is going to have to come up. And ironically, the hurricanes hit just at the time that they have to reauthorize the government and raise the national debt ceiling, so it kind of got thrown in there. And because of the hurricanes, President Trump made a deal that nobody would have expected he'd make.
Right.
And we avoided the kind of September 30th crunch because of the hurricanes. So that's one positive out of the whole thing, is it kind of seemed to open up a bipartisanship strain that nobody seems to see.
What a concept. First time since his election, you know, we had some bipartisan feel. Well, we could probably run back a little bit further during the Obama administration as well. Bipartisanship has been one of those ugly terms used on the Beltway,
right.
Or used very sparingly, that's for sure.
And maybe it'll change. I mean, yeah. Just this week, they had a meeting with all of them again, and now it's Chuck and Nancy, you know,
yes.
Trump's good friends.
Yes.
The hurricane seems to have changed everything, so maybe that's a big positive that could come out of all this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, if the president starts, you know, cutting the jello for Nancy, then we'll know it really has come together in a very positive way. But that's a whole other incident.
Another one is interest rates. Okay.
Yeah, but wait, let's go back to insurance, because I had a question there. Reporting somewhere 80-85% of the people had no flood insurance. So what does that mean?
That means that they're going to get wiped out. Now, maybe they'll get money from FEMA, but they're not going to have, because private insurance, for the most part, covers wind, but not floods.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't have flood insurance, they are not insuring, and they're not going to be able to recover from insurance money. And so a lot of people, I think the number of home foreclosures and delinquencies and defaults is going to be huge. And cars, mm-hmm. the same thing. Something over 500,000 cars were lost in Texas, and maybe many more in Florida.
Yeah, they're saying maybe even a million. How can we afford to allow those homes to stay under like that? I mean, we're talking the number four state economy-wise.
They're going to have to be raised and rebuilt, but it's going to take years to do that. I mean, mm-hmm. it's going to, just the Florida Keys alone, just think of what it's going to take to rebuild all of that.
Right.
Never mind the Caribbean islands. I mean, if you go to St. Martin and St. Barts and the Virgin Islands, I mean, these are major, major reconstruction projects that are going to take years and years. And we don't even have the labor to do it, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Well, let me ask you this. You know, down in the Keys, only because you brought this up, is there going to be some smart person around that says, hey, maybe we shouldn't have a bunch of mobile homes down there?
No.
No?
Rebuild.
Oh, okay. We'll just put them in there and just let them all be blown around again one more time.
We've done this time and time again. Every time there's a hurricane, people say, oh, we shouldn't be rebuilding. Now, part of it is the flood insurance program, which mm-hmm. kind of encourages people to rebuild right when they're going to get flooded again. So we've done this time and time again. After Hurricane Andrew, I could go through all of them.
Right.
No, we just keep rebuilding. We never learn.
Well, you can appreciate. I mean, here it is. They got this gorgeous site, except for once every, 20 years or so, then it all gets wiped out. But then, you know, the government gives them money to rebuild again. So we'll just keep the idiocy going on, right?
That's exactly what's going to happen. Politically, I think it's too difficult to say we can't build here again, particularly the nicest spots right on the water. So, yes, we will go through this whole cycle. And now we've got potential global warming and higher seas, so I think they'll get flooded even quicker. You know, these were two horrible hurricanes, but it's not going to be the last of them. We're going to see more like this.
No, exactly.
Rebuilding this kind is just really going to be, you know, pretty crazy.
Well, it's absolutely insane. And then, you know, you know, I want to say Rand Paul. Rand Paul had said this morning about, you know, about the money is that, you know, it's fine. You say, okay, we're going to put $16 billion, but where is that money coming from?
Taxes, basically.
Yeah.
Or debt. We're going to raise debt ceiling.
Right.
We'll reach the next level much quicker because of this money. As I said, roughly 150 to 200 billion of this is going to come from the public sector, not from private insurance.
Wow.
And
well,
then let's just talk briefly about interest rates, because that's
yes, go ahead.
Impact.
Yes, right, exactly.
I think the Federal Reserve is not going to raise interest rates at their September meeting, mm-hmm. and probably not their December meeting now. Early in the year, they talked about raising three times. They've already raised twice. The economic depression that's going to be caused by these hurricanes means that the economy is just not strong enough to withstand that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to have an impact on the Federal Reserve as well in their calculations. Now, in the long run, it's going to cause a lot of rebuilding. But right now, it hurts the economy. I'd say half a point, maybe three-quarters of a percentage point. We were on a roughly 3% growth rate.
Exactly.
And this is going to bring it maybe to 2.25, something like that. So, and there's no signs of inflation. So
right.
I think the hurricane's affecting all kinds of things, but affecting Federal Reserve policy, I think, is part of it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about the GDP. I mean, we got great news, 3%, and boom, bang, you know, we get two hurricanes like this.
Right.
And what is the long-term effect there? I mean, this is going to have very painful consequences.
Short-term down,
long-term
up. I mean,
right.
short-term, just think of the number of homes that aren't producing, you know, electricity, and then people can't get to their jobs, and the real estate's been destroyed. And I mean, there's a lot of economic activity that just disappeared because of all this.
Exactly.
In the long run, but it is the long run. It's not going to be this year.
Mm.
I mean, just getting these debris removed is going to be a huge job in itself, never mind the rebuilding part of it. So,
and here we're not even talking tax reform on top of this too, Jordan, that the president has been going for. Can he possibly make that happen in the midst of all this?
I don't think it's going to happen this year. Maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still unclear. Supposedly they're going to actually come up with an actual plan September 25th, and we'll see if that actually happens. Because right now there's nothing for them to vote on. There's still a lot of ideas floating around. And what he talked about at his meeting with Nancy and Chuck, his new buddies now, is a middle-class tax cut, which is the exact opposite of everything before, which was to bring the top rate down from 39.6 to maybe 28. You know, I mean, mostly tax savings was going to be for higher-income people.
Oh.
So if, in fact, he's going to do a middle-class tax cut, that's very different than what had been floated before. So,
but they still need to address that corporate deal. We got to get the business tax deal done.
Well, he's talking about cutting it to 15% to do that.
I'm going to have to
go a lot of other oxes somewhere to make it come out revenue neutral.
Yeah.
People love the 15%, but they don't like their oxes going as well. For example, state and local taxes are not being deductible anymore. That would really hurt the high-tax states, New York, California, Michigan, and so on. So they're going to battle back on that one, really.
I keep telling you to keep your hands off my ox here. I'm telling you this. Hey, where can people be in touch with you? We got to say goodbye. Wrap it up real quick.
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Get emails from your folks all the time. I'm glad to help them.
He is America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Now, we've got quite the topic for you. We're going to be talking with a psychiatrist. Dr. Alan Francis joins us. We're here to talk about his analysis of Donald Trump. Dr. Francis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Well, good to have you here. As you state, there's been speculation about Trump's sanity that's been poured forth. But you argue that Trump, while badly behaved at times and a threat to democracy, we can talk about that, is not crazy. And I'm curious to see your stance on the traditional Goldwater rule, which comes up from time to time when psychiatrists want to put Donald Trump on the couch with without actually talking to him.
Yeah, I think that Trump is a bad person and a very dangerous president and completely over his head. And that we'll be seeing more and more disastrous policies and incompetent leadership from him. And so I have nothing positive to say about Donald Trump. But I think it makes no sense to say he's crazy. He's more crazy like a fox. When it comes to taking care of Donald Trump, he's a genius. He may be disloyal to everyone else, but he's not disloyal to himself. He may be ignorant about a lot of things, but he's not ignorant when it comes to self-interest.
Now, when you make this
diagnosis,
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There are three diagnoses that have been offered to try. It's a kind of psychological name-calling, hoping that he'll be removed from office based on mental unfitness. He's been called narcissistic personality disorder. He's been called delusional. He's been called demented. None of those make sense. Mm-hmm. None of them will ever come to pass as the reason for him being removed from office. So that I think the whole idea of psychological name-calling is an impotent, well-meaning effort to do something about Trump that makes no sense.
Well, when you say, when you make the statement that you do about him, are you speaking as a psychiatrist or just as a involved citizen that has another opinion about somebody you don't particularly care for?
Well, I think we always have to be worried about our own biases, and certainly my own opinions about the safety of the future and ways of caring for our children and grandchildren, what's fair in our country, influence the way I see Trump. But I think when I say he's not mentally ill, that he's a bad person, but not a mentally ill person, that comes from professional experience.
Well, let me ask you. Okay. Well,
I wrote the criteria for these disorders, that I can say with some degree of confidence, never having seen him, but not absolute confidence, with some degree of confidence that he doesn't satisfy criteria for mental disorder. There should be no action to remove him from office based on mental unfitness. He should be considered in the political world, not in the psychiatric.
Well, in the political world, that's something that either the voters either vote on, or if there's something that where he has violated the Constitution, then it would be the House of Representatives that could take action. And up until then, I'm trying to understand, and it is your opinion that he's done nothing good, but I look at what's happened with job creation. I look at what's happening with some regulations that I thought were very problematic and clearly have had a deleterious effect on our economy, because since those regulations have been lifted, we're looking at a 3% GDP, which we haven't seen in, almost 10 years now.
Disagree on political issues, but just so you understand where I'm coming from, the hurricanes that just occurred in Florida and Texas are absolute clear examples to me of the detrimental policies of Donald Trump that reflect a short-sighted selfishness on his part, on the part of the people who are pressing him to do it, that ignores the long-term interests of the country and of our kids and grandkids.
How do you tie the hurricanes into Donald Trump?
All right. It's impossible to tie any one, quote, natural disaster to global warming, but it is absolutely clear to anyone with an open mind at this point and with eyes to see that the storms that we're getting, the fires that we're getting, the extreme climate events that are happening all around the world are happening at a frequency never imagined before. There have been 3 1-in-500-year floods in Texas in 3 years. The flood in the hurricane in Florida happens a week later. The potential for climate disasters at this point is so great that you have to be blind not to see it, not to think about it. And the way I feel about this is it's the same as an insurance policy. That you probably have life insurance for your kids.
Of course.
Even though you don't expect to die tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You have car insurance without expecting to have an accident tomorrow. That when we see these things happening and all the computer models and all the measurements indicate that we are contributing to it, it's unfair to give to our kids and grandkids a world that's much less safe than the ones we inherited. We have to take out insurance. The governors of the two states involved, Texas and Florida, have put their heads in the sand before and since. The president's policies, those deregulation policies that you talked about, are making the carbon pollution much worse. And unless you're not really that caring about the future, we're willing to take a chance everything will work out okay, you have to at least wonder. I think Trump voters and climate deniers are going to have a harder and harder time as these storms accumulate, as the droughts accumulate, as the fires accumulate, in rationalizing them away. Rush Limbaugh was saying to people in Florida, don't evacuate. This is a left-wing conspiracy. Don't leave. This is just the fake news of the liberal press. Until the storm got close. And I think all of us will agree about global warming sooner or later. My great fear is it'll be too late.
Well, I don't think that, the country by and large has negated, any kind of, first of all, we know that there's climate change. I mean, global warming has become climate change. It's no longer, global warming. And that seems to be a dynamic, principle in and of itself. And you as a professional are well aware when anything happens, there's always a study and follow up to understand what caused certain occurrences, and that takes due process, which hasn't even been fully executed, number one. Number two, Donald Trump only said, look, I want to step away from the Paris Accord. He didn't step away from things that we're doing. I mean, there wasn't anything dramatic. I mean, he's only been president, for 250 days, and you're going to say that his policies and what he's done in 250 days had an effect on these hurricanes already? I think that's a bit extreme, because what happens is said, I want to have the debate, and I think most of us are open to, let's have the responsible debate, an honest debate about climate change and man's effect on that. But from day one, this has been, some of the information has been jury-rigged, so it's compromised the credibility of the conversation, frankly. And Dr. Francis, I got to tell you, I'm open to consider this. I believe our audience is, but we pursue the truth. I want to know the facts. I want to know the truth. And I don't want to get into situations to where people are invalidated and insulted because they don't, you know, they're still considering the options right now. And I don't think it's a clear and cut case, as the former president said, in using non-scientific terms for a scientific event by saying it is a fact. That is not the language of science. It becomes a law if it is proven to be so, but it is not a fact. The fact is irrelevant in the realm of science. And so I'm frankly a little surprised. I mean, I appreciate your passion, and I'd hope that you'd give me something of factual evidence that would help me further my understanding of the situation and how Trump plays a part in that. I'm not connecting those dots.
Okay, several things. First of all, I don't expect to change your mind or the minds of your listeners. I do hope to open it some.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes, give us facts that can help us understand.
The fact that 97% of scientists, that all of the modeling.
Don't say that, Dr. Francis.
The fact
don't.
That the oceans are much hotter and higher because of global warming. The fact that there's been a tremendous increase since the Industrial Revolution, and that's accelerated in the last 35 years. The fact that these events that are supposed to happen every 500 years are happening every year. Mm. Now, you can say, well, this isn't proof enough. We need more time and more science. I am a scientist, and I understand that science is never perfect, and it's always open to question. And I question science a great deal in my own fields. But I think on this case, it's like going through life without car insurance. Mm-hmm. To be finding every reason not to believe that this is happening and not to be facing not just the overwhelming scientific evidence, but also the fact that people's houses are all flooded and blown away. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that you should blame anything on Trump. I mean, you should blame nothing about these storms on Trump. This is all climate takes a long time to change. But his policies are setting the stage for absolute disaster in the future. You can't turn loose the coal industry without paying a price for our kids and grandkids.
Well, for the last year, for the last 8 years.
The Environmental Protection Agency by getting an enemy of it as its head and restricting the information that's available to the public without doing things for the future of our world and our climate. And I don't expect to change one, but think about it a little more in terms, do you want your children to live in a world that's filled with Houstons and Floridas?
Well, of course we don't. And the thing is, it's interesting here, and I appreciate you coming on. We wanted to talk about Trump's, psychiatric evaluation based on your expertise, and we end up going into climate change and the argument there and that. So it is a little bit of a false premise in which this conversation has been based. So I appreciate, like you said, I was hoping that you would give me some more information, especially when we started getting into climate change, that would be of value. But when you quote the old saying of 95%, which has been refuted, and even the scientists that were somehow, unbeknownst to them, involved in that conversation or in that ruling have already debunked it, it's kind of hard. As a professional, Dr. Francis, frankly, I'd hope you'd be able to offer something of deeper value. Anyway, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully.